When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of Major Soft Drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you know, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling. An invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap because you know this. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. So what are you waiting for? Do it right now. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you. Bless you much.
Reynolds Disposable Heat Meat Containers make it easy to get excited about lunch. They're the plant-based alternative to plastic lunch containers, making them perfect for the microwave. So get jazzed for that chicken parm, amped for that tangy pad thai, and delighted for that delicious burrito. Whatever you're packing, Reynolds Disposable Heat Meat Containers will always give you a reason to get pumped for lunch. Just heat it, eat it, no need to clean it. Let the countdown begin. Time to eat.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
Amazon, buy it today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 7. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale at NUSports.com. And also, we are live today at the official Cubs team store on Michigan Avenue. The address is 663 North Michigan. We are here until 6:30. The store is open until 9, so you can stop by here and buy Cubs hats and shirts and sweatshirts and scarves and things. So anyway, the Bears, well, they are not very good this year. And with the loss again to the Packers yesterday, it was a last-minute victory for Green Bay. The Bears fall to 3-11. But head coach John Fox says they've still got work to do.
Well, we obviously at 3-11. I mean, we have a lot of work to do.
You said that.
I think that's probably an understatement.
It's all a problem.
Principal McVicker. So good job, guys. They're going to have to try and beat Washington. That's coming up Christmas Eve. It is a Saturday game, and Washington has a quick turnaround, actually. They're playing tonight, Monday Night Football, against the Panthers. We've got that broadcast at 6:45. By the way, Eddie Royal has been placed on injured reserve for the Bears, so he is done for the season. Texans say that Tom Savage will start at quarterback on Saturday against the Cincinnati Bengals. He came and replaced Brock Osweiler in the middle of last game. Bulls are going to try to end their losing streak. It is at 3 right now. They will take on the Pistons. That'll be tonight at the United Center. Also in the NBA, Clippers forward slash center Blake Griffin out 3 to 6 weeks following surgery on his knee. And Blackhawks forward Artemi Panarin has been named one of the NHL's 3 stars of the week. There is college football happening right now. Yeah, the Miami Beach Bowl is going on, and Tulsa is really giving it to Central Michigan. It is 41-3. The game has about 4 minutes to go in that third quarter. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on right now. And the security leader for over 140 years is ADT. Trust them to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you've got ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Go to ADT.com. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, and coverage all day long on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Eric at home.
The Jaguars fired coach Gus Bradley, and the Texans benched quarterback Brock Osweiler.
NFL writer for Yahoo Sports.
Stafford takes the snap, back to throw. He looks, side on one, into the end zone, high, intercepted by Dominic Rogers. Cromartie, DRC.
There you go, AFC East champs again. Hat and t-shirts will be passed out. Yeah, we're used to it.
The Raiders are in the playoffs. The second longest playoff drought in the league, behind only Buffalo. A long, long wait, but the Silver and Black are back in the tournament.
Read his work at the Shutdown Corner blog.
Kick on the way! Good! Brian Suckup! Oh my goodness! 8-6 has never felt better!
Eric Edholm with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And again, almost brought to you by Napleton's, River Oaks, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lansing. Second to none since 1931.
Eric Edholm's on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. You read his work at the Shutdown Corner blog at Yahoo Sports. And he's now with us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. So we usually start with the Bears, even though they've dribbled the season down their leg. And yet, once again, I'm trying to compartmentalize, Eric, because there I am, you know, riding the roller coaster as the long-suffering Bears observer, fan-turned observer, I guess. And I don't know how to feel or how strongly to feel, because either way, the losing outcome doesn't necessarily move them further away from winning a Super Bowl. But it all just seemed like one of these creatively invented ways to lose.
Right, and the opponent doesn't help either, obviously, and flashbacks of the Week 17 game in 2013 doesn't, you know, that doesn't help either. But I will say this. I mean, I am sure, like many, thought the game was over after that Kristen Michael touchdown, and they rallied back. And I really think Matt Barkley did show something there down the stretch. And I don't know. Is he a number two? Sure, fine. But he's got a place, I think, and wetsuit or not, I think he's got a spot on this team. And, you know, I'm curious to see if what the Bears' plans are at quarterback outside of him. But, you know, maybe he can do something down the stretch in the last couple games with Alshon. I don't know. It's been an interesting observation this season.
There's a lot of people that want to see John Fox launched, and that's always the case. Yeah. You know, this when things aren't going right, and they're just wondering what the hell this guy is doing, because we were told early on, you know, he's fine, he's great, you know, from Monday through Saturday, then game day, not so much. What would you do? If you look at this team and you see progress, do you see something that says, yeah, okay, I mean, I get the whole John Fox thing. I don't think they're going to personally. I think he'll probably stay. But, I mean, if you look at what's happened since he's been here, he's not much different than Mark Trestman.
And his record isn't better, I'll tell you
that.
No,
it's not. No.
Yeah, I don't know if this particular team was built to win than, you know, the Bears 3 years ago. I'm guessing not. But, yeah, I'm with you. I suspect he's going to be back next season. I think there are a lot of factors here. Number one, I would ask, who's making that decision? Is Ryan Pace going to be involved? Number two, I would want to know, who are they targeting? And what other jobs are going to be open. It doesn't sound like there will be a ton, but we already know of two positions open. We suspect Rex Ryan will be a third. There'll be at least one or two more along the way, San Diego, whatever. And then you have to start thinking about, well, where on the chain of desirable jobs are we?
Mm-hmm.
And can we get the guy we want? So, you know, it's not just got to fire the coach. You actually have to figure out, who can we get to replace him that would be an upgrade, that would be better than John Fox? So all that gets played into the decision.
What do you know about the Sean Payton trade possibilities? Jason LaConfora was saying that for whatever reason, that just might be done, and it might not cost that much to get him.
Yeah, I mean, there was talk last year about that happening, and I can tell you that the Saints had some internal decisions they had to make about who was making decisions on personnel, who was making decisions on coaches, things like that. So it required a sit down with Saints management and ownership, Tom Benson and Mickey Loomis, the GM, to kind of figure out, okay, what is everybody's role here? Because in that team, I don't know how much things improved. It's really hard to not good enough to make the playoffs. So the fact that this is already getting out leads you to, you know, that he'd be willing to go and that the team would be willing to part with him makes me think that this is a real thing that could happen. What is interesting, though, is that the way it was worded, you know, that these reports coming out almost made me think like they were hoping that the LA Rams would kind of get involved, or there would be at least they would be one of the teams, because remember, they're lacking draft picks in the Jared Goff deal, and have that opening already there. Well, they'd love to get him, but they don't necessarily have a ton of draft picks to get in return. That's maybe why the draft compensation thing got mentioned. Of course, Sean Payton has Chicago ties, though, and he would have to be somebody that they would look at, I would think.
Would you fire John Fox to hire Sean Payton?
I mean,
just you.
Great question. He's obviously got ties with Ryan Pace. You know, that would be something that probably would have a good connection there, you know, and if you felt confident enough that you could maximize the rest of your draft picks, even if it's a fourth-round pick or whatever it's going to be, fifth, what, I don't know. I mean, it's tempting, but Sean Payton is not winning right now with, I think, more offensive talent that he has in New Orleans than he would in Chicago. So is he going to get a quarterback? And who is it going to be? So there's just so many layers to this thing. I would hesitantly say yes, but I'd want a few more answers too.
If we asked you, say that any coaching position in the NFL, a guy, would it be Gruden? Would John Gruden be the guy, or could you say, yeah, okay, if I, because for me it probably would be at this point, more than Peyton, more than a lot of guys. But if somebody said to me, okay, a guy who's always constantly kind of hinting he must be because becoming a coach again, but makes a lot of money, doesn't need to if he doesn't want to, and I don't know if he want to do it, coach the Bears anyway. But does he fall in that category for you, where a guy you say automatically, yeah, I'd hire him in an instant?
Well, I don't know it would be in an instant, and I don't think Gruden would make any decision hastily. Obviously, it's been 8 years now. We've been hearing his name through the cycle, and every coaching cycle, every Black Monday, you know, there's always that, well, John Gruden's the wild card candidate or something. I mean, look, he's making, what, $6 million or whatever he is? He's the highest paid ESPN talent I think I've read before.
Yep.
That's a pretty good lifestyle, man, and you know, I mean, 53, so the age is not an issue. He can get back into it. We know he's a young guy as far as his zeal for life and all that stuff, and he gets up and crack of dawn and everything. I think he still could coach and coach for at least, you know, 10 years if he wanted to. But I think he would be very, very picky. He would have to pay him a lot of money and a lot more than he's making at ESPN. So we're already putting him up in that Bill Belichick range as far as coaching salaries go, and boy, that's a lot, you know, and that if you're going to commit, let's say, $10 million to him per year, you better be darn certain that he's in it to win, and that he's got a vision that being 8 years removed from the game isn't going to hurt him.
Gus Bradley takes the pipe, and he was a guy who was really, really beloved, and the energy level and the infectious enthusiasm that comes from this guy, why didn't it work?
Well, I'll say this. Gus is a terrific guy. He's a really nice guy.
Everybody says that. Everyone loves the guy.
I mean, you spend 5 minutes with him and you're charmed, because you know it's not just your typical, you know, sometimes guys will charm you and you can kind of tell it's a little false. But I think Gus is just a really good dude. And he's well-liked by everybody. Thought he was sort of Pete Carroll Jr. And, you know, Pete's got a little dark side to him, and I don't know that Gus does. So I don't. I guess the fact is his teams were undisciplined is the bottom line. And not having a great feel for the whole game. I mean, he's a defensive guy. You know, 10 years ago he was at North Dakota State. He's still green in a lot of ways, too. I think that and the game management stuff really hurt him. To me, he's the second coming of Steve Spagnuolo. Remember, he dials up a great plan to stop the Patriots 10 years ago in the Super Bowl. Next year, he's the Rams coach. He goes 10-38. Everybody forgets about him. Well, guess what? He's coordinating the Giants again, and they've got one of the best defenses going right now. So Gus, I think, will have a second act in coaching. I just don't think it'll be as a head coach.
So in other words, it's very, you know, I don't know that the Bears are contemplating one way or the other, Eric, but I mean, there's no sure bets out there in any of this, is there? I mean, because the Bears have tried this, and here's the offensive guy, here's the defensive guy, here's an offensive guy. Wait till he gets, you know, and all this other stuff. There are no sure bets in this sport.
I don't think so. I mean, as far as head coaching hires, it's so tough. I mean, we all kind of rolled our eyes when Phil Emery interviewed 900 people for the job.
Yep.
But isn't that just kind of a snapshot of what it takes to try to figure out what you want? And look, I happen to think people focus too much on, hey, this is the highest scoring offense, let's hire their offensive coordinator. To me, you have to have somebody who maybe has spent a little time doing different things and has worked with both sides of the ball. Why special teams coordinators like Dave Tobe or whomever don't get more attention in head coaching searches, I'll never know. Because if you watch, a lot of those guys will be standing right next to the head coach, and they're talking game management, they're talking timeouts, they're talking big picture. I feel like even though they don't work with quarterbacks, they work with almost everybody else in the field. So I don't know. I just feel like we recycle the same old candidates, and we just come up with these new hot coordinators who end up being just sort of one-trick ponies.
What else did you learn from this week's games?
Yeah, I mean, I guess Dallas is back on track. I mean, I don't know if one game is momentum, but I mean, we were kind of looking to poke holes in them after two tough road games against two good defenses. So, you know, I still feel like they in New England have good chances, but it still feels like a wide open field to me. I'll say this. I don't expect both those teams to end up in Houston, but I'm also leery about some of the teams that I was backing on here on this show and everywhere else. I mean, the Chiefs 2 weeks ago I thought would look really good. All of a sudden we have questions about their ability to finish off games. So I still feel like there's a surprise out there. Is it the Giants? You know, is it some team that kind of barely gets in by the skin of their teeth, Redskins, Buccaneers, whomever, and just gets hot at the right time? I feel like the door is still open, even with the Patriots and Dallas turning in pretty big performances yesterday.
Is it possible at this stage of their existence to consider the Steelers like a sleeper in this thing? I mean, I sort of look at that and I think, you know, I kept waiting for the defense just to get a little bit better, because the rest of it they can certainly do. They check all the boxes in a lot of different ways, and then they kind of muddled around and Big Ben got hurt and all the other things. And I just look at that. I don't know if you can really consider them an underdog for anything, though, can you? Because they've sort of done this before.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, with Roethlisberger, there's always a chance. With Le'Veon Bell in an MVP-type season, yes. He could absolutely carry a team through a playoff stretch. We know Antonio Brown, you know, might be the most complete receiver in the game. You could argue him or Odell or whoever else. But, yeah, I mean, those three alone, and then an improving defense as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, they made all their field goals yesterday. That was a positive development for a team that's had trouble with those for 2 years. So, big showdown with Baltimore next week. That's for the division. You know, Ravens give you just as much pause as anybody else. So, I think the Steelers have a great shot in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, if they get in, you put them on that list. But, man, if you watch their best 60 minutes of the season and then immediately then watch their worst 60 minutes, you would think it was two completely different teams. They're very odd.
And I just saw the NFL had moved up the schedule to the 24th to avoid a full slate of Christmas games, with Christmas being on a Sunday. I wonder what the effect of that is going to be. Probably nothing that gives anybody any unique advantage. It's just one of those odd schedule quirks.
Yeah, the effect is that I've had to make about seven different excuses to my wife on why I have to work both days, and none of them have worked. So I think that's the big takeaway I've had. No, but yeah, it obviously the two game thing on Christmas, you know, every 7 years or so, we have to figure this thing out and try to figure out what's the best way to play it. I think this way is okay. You know, we'll see how the Saturday slate affects things, but I think, you know, for the most part, we won't see much of a difference.
Our news today, Tom Savage indeed will hang on to the job as the starting quarterback for the Texans. $72 million for Brock Osweiler now means what?
It means these next few games are really going to be interested to see if you know, if Savage can do anything and what happens. You know, let's say he plays well. Let's say they win a playoff game with him at the helm. That's now 2 years in a row that Osweiler has been benched in the final few weeks of the season for a team that's in the playoff hunt. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, and certainly not for two different teams, two of the best, you know, Gary Kubiak, but Bill O'Brien. I respect their offensive ability, their ability to work with quarterbacks. So, you know, that's not a good omen. And obviously for the Texans, this contract becomes a boat anchor here, and you've got some unhappy campers, guys who aren't getting the ball enough like DeAndre Hopkins. And you know, he's been a good soldier about it. He hasn't really pouted to the media. And guys were saying yesterday, look, he was really helping us out on the sideline and positive. So far it's been a good development. But we also remember how Denver ended, and he felt slighted. He felt like he, you know, kind of got shafted a little bit. So I'm curious to see what the next few weeks will be like for both guys.
Is Savage any good?
Well, he's a he was so interesting coming out because he spent time at three different colleges, and he ended up at Pitt. And if you watch them against, like, you know, level competition equal to Pitt or below, he looked great. But then you turn on the Florida State game and you go, oh, dude.
Uh-oh.
And exactly. So I don't know. He's got a cannon for an arm, really strong arm, seems to be pretty smart. But there's a reason why he was a fourth-round pick. There were enough questions about him and his kind of circuitous route through college football. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's better than people realize, though. I'll say that.
All right, Eric, I want to thank you for your, you know, joining us over the years before you became part of the crack staff we have here, because it'll be our last chance to visit. So
Well,
I just want to thank you for not only this year, what you did for the guys, but just over the years, over the many, going all the way back to Pro Football Weekly and everything. I've always appreciated your knowledge and your time, and thank you for doing all that for us.
Well, thank you. Listen, this is our last time together, and I've been listening to you for years. I've always respected your work as well, and I'm sorry it's the final time. Hope we can get a bite to eat or a beer down the road sometime. And
I hope so.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
That is Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, the Shutdown Corner blog. We look forward to having a conversation with Zach Miller at 5 o'clock. We are grabbing phone calls on a Bears Monday on the Boers and Bernstein Show, 312-644-6767. We've got a game coming up tonight. You're going to get a few minutes of Lawrence Holmes, 6 to 645, and then it's Carolina at Washington right here on The Score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented in part by GhostBed.
And that segment with Eric Edholm was brought to you by GhostBed. Supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit GhostBed.com.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. New England went into Denver, which is typically a house of horrors for them. Tom Brady has never played well there, and the team usually does neither. But yesterday, they slayed the dragon. That 16-3 win might have done more than just clinch the Patriots' NFL record seventh straight playoff bye. It may have buried Denver's postseason chances, and the Broncos knew it. Because in the postgame, according to a report from the NFL Network's Mike Silver, an unnamed Broncos player described it as, quote, pretty much your classic offense versus defense divide, end quote. And also that Tlaib set off a, quote, spirited shouting match. You can't make those types of mistakes in the biggest game of the year. You can't muff punts, you can't turn it over deep in the other guy's territory, and you can't drop as many passes as they did. That's why Tlaib was bent, and I can't say that I blame him. I'm Jim Rome.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Nice drive now.
All right, you never really realize how much you love your internet until it's not working for you. And if you don't have Xfinity, I'm sure you have lots of internet problems at home because Xfinity is the most reliable and fastest internet in America. So you have to have it at your house. If you don't, not sure what you're waiting for. So here's a great opportunity from Xfinity where you can get their most popular in-home internet speed for just $39.99 a month for 12 months. It's a great opportunity and a great deal to experience Xfinity if you have not taken any of their services into your home yet. I have lots of different products and services from Xfinity, and I love them all. The customer service is outstanding, but the internet really is the fastest, most reliable in the country. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Even during peak hours, you get great service. Doesn't matter how many devices are being used in your home, you get great service. Doesn't matter what part of the house you're in. Some people actually have to be closer to the router to get good service, and that's ridiculous. You own the entire home. You should be able to use your internet and get great service regardless of where you are in your house. If you have Xfinity, all those things are possible. One other feature I love about Xfinity is their Xfinity TV app, which I use all the time on my smartphone. And one of the best features of having Xfinity in-home Wi-Fi is being able to log on to one of the millions of hotspots around the country to always get great, reliable service on your internet. I use it all the time. You're going to do it too. So you have to step up and get Xfinity and do it right now. Their most popular internet speed at home, just $39.99 a month for 12 months. Or you can choose to triple your download speeds at 75 megs for just $15 more per month. And for a limited time, you can get a $100 prepaid card when you buy that online at Xfinity.com. This offer ends 12/21. It's coming up. You have to do it this week. Don't forget, you're going to get involved in Christmas shopping and holiday parties, and you won't take advantage of this great deal from Xfinity. Call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with the Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena. It is tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears yesterday took the loss to the Packers. However, they seem to think they have a little bit of something in quarterback Matt Barkley, who coach John Fox has been pretty impressed with the last few weeks.
I think he's improved quite a bit. I think he's a young player. With young players, sometimes there are mistakes. I thought he responded to those mistakes in the third quarter and, you know, answered it with a very good fourth quarter.
Yeah, they lost that fourth quarter and the game, unfortunately. They are now 3-11 on the season. Also finding out today that receiver Eddie Royal has been placed on IR. That means his season is over. We've got the Monday night game tonight. The Bears' next opponent, Washington, they will play tonight against Carolina. We have that broadcast at 6:45. Bulls take on the Pistons tonight. They'll try to end that losing streak. It is at 3 games right now. Blackhawks forward Artemi Panarin is named one of the NHL's 3 stars of the week, and college football is going on now. The Miami Beach Bowl is happening, and Tulsa, man, they're just sticking it to Central Michigan. They are up in the fourth quarter. The score is 55-3. This scoreboard update right now is brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings. Get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new vehicles. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. And business cards from American Express can help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. So find out how American Express open cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. They break down the Bears, and we've got coverage all day long on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Yeah, we've talked a lot of football today on Boys and Bernstein, and why not? It's a Bears Monday, my last Bears Monday. Hallelujah.
Lucky you. Hallelujah. Party for you, no more Bears Mondays for you.
Oh,
wow.
Man,
you're out of pocket. You're out of Bears jail.
That's
Northwest Side, Schmutzy, you're on the score.
Fellas.
Oh.
About this four-back set. Now, if we break this down, I've got Carey, I've got Howard, and I've got Langford, but I don't know who our fourth guy is. Never mind all that. Terry Boris?
Yep.
I'm probably not going to get a chance to see you on Thursday, although I'm going to try. And I wasn't going to let this last Bears Monday go by without calling you and thanking you for a couple of decades of good radio and enjoyable Bears Mondays. And I want to wish you the best of health and a very enjoyable retirement. And please don't be a stranger. Get Maddie to give you the studio line or something and call in as Terry from Mokina, will you?
All right, my friend, I will. Thanks for the kind words. Yeah, I guess it says really, I wanted to give some people a chance. You know, Mitch and I have been trying to hash this thing out, and I've been trying to do as little as possible so I stay in one piece. And, you know, still having some problems, but I wouldn't miss one last chance. I mean, I think that our tavern tour has been great for the station and for us, and I think it's given us a lot of exposure over the years. My God.
Yeah, and actually, I should mention that the person who gave me the information on Friday about the number of tavern tour shows we've done was off only by 100. Because I had talked about it. He gave me the number 287.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with what was given to me and thought it might be more than that. But then I get a note Sunday morning. Said, oh, by the way,
yep.
I the math was wrong. It was 387 tavern tour shows. And that's just with our friends at Bud Light. That's just the tavern tour, not any other of the numerous remotes that we've done. And so think about it. It is more than a calendar year of Boers and Bernstein shows out and on remote around the Chicagoland area, more than a calendar year, 387 shows. And I don't know other markets. I don't know what other shows have done, but I can say confidently that we have done more of those remote broadcasts than any radio show that's ever existed.
I think that's a safe bet.
Because
I could be wrong. You're right. I can't be an expert on that, but I think that
very few shows last as long as ours has, and certainly very few shows do that number of shows away from the studio. So this has been the most available radio program over the last 17 years for people to come out and be a part of and see us and interact with us, et cetera, which is only befitting a show that has been at times as acerbic and difficult and contentious and combative as ours has. So it was all the most important reason, I think. And part of the reason that it works is because we get out there and bring ourselves to you. And my hope would be, and it's a well-founded hope, that whatever incarnation is the next Score afternoon show will feel similarly about doing such things. Eddie is downtown and is on the Score. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Lots of things, actually. I think looking at the Bears schedule, they could actually be 9-7, given a yard or two here and there. They've had some really close games. I think a lot of it has to do with game management, though. I feel like yesterday's game, they could have won if they played the clock differently, especially at the end there. And just, I think some of Coach Fox's decision-making is a little wonky at times. But one thing the Bears have never done is taken a college coach, I feel like, and tried to bring them up to the next level. So I wonder if that might be an option. And then I don't know why everyone's down on Barkley. I feel like he's playing really great. He's been really good this season.
His rating's like 75. I mean, he's fine. I wouldn't say great.
I haven't taken a single call.
Yeah, let's not use the word great.
No, I mean, in comparison to Cutler, I honestly think he's been very, very good, and he manages the game. He had those two bad picks because he overthrew the ball.
But that's Cutler stuff, and the fumble. I mean, it really wasn't that different from a Jay Cutler performance. You got two picks and losing a fumble on a strip sack.
Well, look at who his receivers are at the same time.
Right, but again, that's exactly what Jay Cutler does.
Well, but how much are you paying Cutler in comparison?
It doesn't matter. It's pay as you go.
That matters.
It's pay as you go with Cutler. Don't his comparison to Cutler doesn't mean anything.
No.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with Cutler. Cutler has little to do. It doesn't matter.
Quarterback doesn't matter.
Quarterback matters.
You're not thinking about him for starting quarterback. Nobody said that.
He's not under consideration to be the starting quarterback because he's
I don't understand why that's
because he's not good enough.
But you're saying that Cutler for the last however many years
has been better than Matt Barkley. Yes, I am. I am saying that clearly.
Okay.
Because he's better than Matt Barkley.
I don't know that that's true.
It is true.
Well, then you know more than all the teams in the NFL. Because Barkley's been sitting there for a long time. He's been here, there, and hasn't really
Barkley
impressed
has played
anybody.
Well enough to be on a roster next year.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler's probably going to be a starter. And Cutler's probably going to be a starter somewhere next year. Yes.
I don't know if he'll be picked out.
Jay Cutler is going to have a starting job next year? If healthy?
No.
Then you're out of your mind. Then you don't realize how other teams and how elsewhere around the league, an actual living, breathing, established veteran NFL passer, how much they matter to people. Have you looked at who's starting games for teams in the NFL right now?
Yeah. Osweiler in Texas.
Osweiler got benched. Osweiler got benched. He's not the starter anymore. I'm not sure what you're watching. If you're using the term great for Matt Barkley, great? Come on. Come on, let's not be crazy. That's silly.
Crazy talk.
That's silly.
Look, to his credit, he has earned a right, probably, would seem, to come back to camp next year and compete for the number two job. That is about his ceiling. I mean, that is it. So that's to his credit that he's done that. But either that or he's the biggest mistake in the NFL because everybody's looking at it, had this equal chance to get him. I mean,
Matt Barkley's passer rating is 75.2 this year.
That doesn't lie. That number doesn't lie. That number doesn't lie. And Cutler will be a starter. Just look at your starters in the NFL. Cutler's not going to be starting somewhere, you're wrong.
Matt Barkley this year has completed 58.6% of his passes, six touchdowns, seven interceptions. A rating of 75.2. I don't know that constitutes great.
Great, yeah. Let's be careful with great.
He's better than people thought he was.
Yeah, he's earned his way into a conversation.
That's all. But that's just silly to start saying great and to start thinking that a healthy Jay Cutler doesn't have a starting job next year. Come on. Dennis is on the score. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I'm just not here to talk about Cutler or anything. I just want to say bye to Terry. Man, enjoy your retirement, brother. It's been one hell of an entertaining time listening to you. Bernstein uses too many big words. I don't know what the hell he's saying half of the time. He's a good guy, but I gotta use a dictionary half of the time. But take care, man.
All right, thank you, my friend. I will. And Dan is much better than you think. So
sort of like Matt Barkley.
He's like Matt Barkley,
yeah, right?
He's also great, but his actually host rating is like 74. So, yeah. But he's fine.
No, he didn't say it wasn't good. He just said he couldn't understand.
I don't understand either. We've done it for a long time together, and somehow we have.
That's amazing. Well, at the top of the hour, we are expected to be joined by Bears tight end Zach Miller. He's always good.
He's always good.
Always thoughtful. Always interesting, and he'll join us on the score.
The Chicago Cubs are world champs in 670 The Score. Shaw Media and the Daily Herald are exclusively bringing you a special keepsake to cherish this moment forever. Chicago Cubs World Champs is at your local newsstands and bookstores now, so you can relive the 2016 season. You can also order your copy today at 844-358-CUBS. CBS Radio is a business partner with this magazine's publisher. It's a must-have and the perfect gift for...
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Trax, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, got to be 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's Sam Adams. Every day is an opportunity to brew a better beer. The complex, full flavor of Boston Lager sets the standard for the 60 different beers we brew a year. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Reynolds disposable heat and eat containers make it easy to get excited about lunch. They're the plant-based alternative to plastic lunch containers, making them perfect for the microwave. So get jazzed for that chicken parm, amped for that tingy pad thai, and delighted for that delicious burrito. Whatever you're packing, Reynolds disposable heat and eat containers will always give you a reason to get pumped for lunch. Just heat it, eat it, no need to clean it. Let the countdown begin. Time to eat.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
I was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are two for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
Listen weekdays to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
What's the number one thing that you would tell employees about the Christmas party?
Got to go out there and have fun, Chris. You got to believe that it's not a penalty for a company to want to throw an end-of-the-year celebration for their employees. It shouldn't be a drag. And to go in with an open mind, and it's always the negative stereotype of the crazy person getting too intoxicated and acting like a goofball. Know yourself, know your limitations. But go on with a great attitude and want to meet more people at your organization.
It's sort of difficult to navigate what's fun and what's a bit too much, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. But at the same point in time, when we're all sober sitting and work in the company lunchroom, there's annoying people there, too. The key is you have to know yourself.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at CBSChicago.com. From News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Fan Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
These are going to be pretty harsh conditions, and really when I look at it, Jeff, it's the evaluations over the next 3 weeks that are important, not just today. I was recently talking to a close friend of mine in the league, and we're discussing the importance of not just evaluating the physical talent, but evaluating the right kind of guys down the stretch here. And I think you really finding out about some guys. We're looking for ultra competitiveness, we're looking for passionate guys, we're looking for toughness, and we're looking for guys that are all in. And I think when you go through adversity like this season, you go through adverse conditions like we're going to play in this game, I think some of those traits can be very identifiable. And from a scout's perspective, I've talked about it before, that's the silver lining is all these young guys are playing. That's the only way you get better. But really, I think our entire coaching staff understands that what we need to do in order to have long-term success. And a lot of that's developing your young talent. It's not just drafting well. It's once you get them in the building, developing that talent. And that takes buy-in from your coaches and those coaches spending a lot of time with your younger players. And I really appreciate that our coaches do that because that's how we're going to grow as a franchise.
That is Bears General Manager Ryan Pace. He visited yesterday on our front sister station, WBBM News Radio 780, before the game with Jeff Joniak.
That's a start, that's but now he's got to get out there with some more antagonistic media, sit in front of people who are trying to find things out and who aren't organizational employees.
Right. What exactly are you doing?
Right. It's great to hear from him, but I would like him to face some questioning from the assembled beat writers who will try to make him a little less comfortable. Because
I think a lot of people would like to have a shot at him, yes.
Yeah, just time to answer some of the real tough questions right now. This is Sports Radio 670, Bears Monday on the Score. And right now, the sixth caller to our contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a spot for four to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive an incredible breakfast buffet. I think it's probably, I don't know if it's incredible, or it says here, incredible. I'm not sure what that means, but I assume it's delicious and also credible. Soft drinks and the chance to win great prizes brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. We got some Jets pizza to give away later. And Thursday at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is going to be that big holiday broadcast. It is going to be the final Boers and Bernstein show. Now, it's not going to be Terry's last show on these airwaves because on the 5th, we are doing the full-blown Terry tribute. But technically, that is not going to be a Boers and Bernstein broadcast. This is going to be the last one that includes both Boers and Bernstein. It's the final Who You Crappin' Thursday at 5, and I want everybody to be on the phone lines. I don't want to be reading anything, but it's 17 years. It's going to be the last one, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. David is in Lake Forest. He's on the Score. Hi, David.
Hey, I'm going to be missing you like crazy, Terry, you old coot. I want to preface this by saying I am not a Matt Barkley fan. However, Matt Barkley did have a pedigree at USC, particularly after his junior year.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people thought he was the best quarterback coming out.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I guess there's two names I want to throw out when you say, well, how can everybody be wrong? And I always think of Rich Gannon, two-time NFL MVP, and the most obvious one, Kurt Warner. So, yeah, NFL teams can be wrong. Now, is that going to translate to Matt Barkley's this magical find? I don't know. But, you know, people are allowed to have a little hope to maybe say, hey, maybe we do have something here.
Yeah, but having something isn't the same. When you say having something, I agree. Maybe they have a guy who is and probably do now in the mix to be somebody who can get you out of a game or take you through a couple games here and there when your starter's down. He just doesn't have the arm strength. I mean, there are certain measurable things. It's not voodoo. It's not magic. Scouts are paid to see stuff and figure stuff out. And if you listen to scouts, they know what they've seen. And this is a guy who has been in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's not like Kurt Warner. It's not like he's been there. People knew who he was. He's been around. So it's not, this isn't the same kind of story as some of those guys when you're looking at somebody who they've gotten a good look at and they have a good idea who he is and he's played well. But something in this town makes people get really silly about quarterbacks. And I don't, it has always been that way.
Mm-hmm. And it always will be.
I guess it always will be, but yep, but you gotta call it out when you see it. Silly is still silly. Just, you know, just say, hey, this Barkley's been pretty good. Not so bad. And that's okay.
That's okay.
You can stop there. You can stop at that point, and that can be okay. It doesn't have to be.
It's
well,
have to be.
If he's this good, therefore, no, there's no therefore. He's been fine, and the overall numbers are meh. Look, I mean, Hoyer also had great numbers.
He did. Not many points, but great
numbers.
No, but
he's great numbers, and he's won games. He's started playoff games before. He'd probably be a better bet as your backup. In Lockport, it is York on the Score.
Hello, gentlemen. Terry, gonna miss you, buddy. Good luck to you, and Godspeed. Hopefully everything works well, you know, health-wise for you moving forward, man. I'm wishing good things for you, buddy.
York, I appreciate that. Thank you.
But, you know, real quick, there's a couple things I do believe in the last few games that we've seen from Barkley that has at least possibly given Pace the opportunity to tap the brakes a little bit on forcing a first-round draft choice on a quarterback for a guy that might not rank worthy of a pick in the top five. I think that's he's at least done that, that maybe you could say, hey, let's take the BPA on defense or whatever it may be rather than force drafting a quarterback at number four or five that doesn't, you know, isn't worthy of that pick.
Well, you shouldn't do that anyway. Like, you shouldn't you shouldn't force it regardless of an overperforming backup.
I agree with that, but we both know there's GMs out there that do it, and we don't know if Pace is that guy yet.
Correct.
So here's the other thing. There's a couple things I think he does do far superior to Jay Cutler. Okay. Number one is he's a much better ball handler. You're actually seeing play-action fakes that work. They never work when Jay Cutler's quarterback. He couldn't fake it.
But let's not do a Cutler comparison with him. It's just needless. We don't need to do that. And that's part of what is dragged down quarterback conversation. The fact is that they're likely moving on from Cutler, so it doesn't matter. We don't even know if Cutler's going to return healthy. And I think they are indeed going to draft a quarterback. I'm not sure anything Matt Barkley has done is going to change Ryan Pace's calculus of value when it comes to what he thinks is available in this draft. So they're not necessarily connected. I also don't think that Matt Barkley is going to be the starting quarterback of the Bears maybe ever, and certainly not if they eventually get good. It's going to be somebody who's considerably better than that.
Thank you for the call, York. Yeah, you know, teams do have a tendency to just reach a little bit further than they should mm-hmm. when it comes to quarterbacks, but I don't know that the Bears will do that. They can talk it all they want to. Is somebody really a top five pick? I'm sort of on that side of the argument, by the way. If I don't care what anybody else says. If I don't evaluate it, then I'm not going to take him as a top five pick.
Well, that's sort of like what happened last year. They kept saying, we need a quarterback, and did they want to get mad that they missed on Dak Prescott, so did everybody else, and then they it just wasn't their valuation.
Boy, your football world would be better if you had him, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Although the Cowboys can't seem to get out of their own way when it comes to talking about him and how they feel about him. They can't send a consistent message.
No, I know. But I he's more than answered the call for a team that had been, you know, out of the playoffs for a really long time.
Looking forward to a conversation with Zach Miller next on The Score.
Bears lose to the Packers. Jason Goff here from the Spiegel & Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Yeah, the Bears fall to the Pack. What'd you expect? We're recapping the loss, but also looking ahead to that matchup with the Washington team. Get ready for the game with us. It's on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's fan.
Kazmer, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. Better hurry, though. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and please tell them The Score sent you. I love you.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
was just at Walgreens because apparently I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common with the stuffy nose and all the coughing. Ugh. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast with Walgreens brand cold and flu products. They give me effective relief at a great value. So just like that, I'm feeling pretty common again, which is a good thing in my book. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products are two for $12 or $6.29 each through December 24th. Use as directed.
Reynolds Disposable Heat and Eat Containers make it easy to get excited about lunch. They're the plant-based alternative to plastic lunch containers, making them perfect for the microwave. So get jazzed for that chicken parm, amped for that tingy pad thai, and delighted for that delicious burrito. Whatever you're packing, Reynolds Disposable Heat and Eat Containers will always give you a reason to get pumped for lunch. Just heat it, eat it, no need to clean it. Let the countdown begin. Time to eat.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more.